cotton. The national government through the Ministry of Trade and Industry is seeking to revive the cotton industry by giving incentives to farmers to put more land under the fiber crop. As part of measures to revive the apparel industry that was active up to the mid-80s, the State Department for Industry has embarked on supplying cotton seeds to farmers in Baringo, targeting to increase land under the crop to 4,000 acres. Speaking in Capropita Primary School grounds on Tuesday during handing over of a shush 2.4 million consignment of BT cotton seeds to Kaplak and Salawa Cotton Farmers Cooperatives, Industrialization Principal Secretary Dr. Juma Mukwana, in a speech read by his director Joseph Mbeva, said hybrid seeds will be distributed free of charge to targeted farmers. Director for Industrialization Joseph Mbeva, addressing a gathering at Capropita Primary School grounds in Baringo Central Sub-County on Tuesday. Dr. Mukwana reiterated that the move is geared towards reintroducing the cash crop, which used to do very well in the vast county up to early 2000 but was abandoned due to myriad challenges, including price fluctuations. Mbeva urged residents to take advantage of the seeds, which he said, apart from boosting the manufacturing sector, will transform their livelihoods. "We have involved many stakeholders, including the county government, because we believe they are the ones who are closer to the farmers," he said. The director, who joined Baringo Deputy Governor Eng Felix Kimayo, stated that the region will benefit from distribution of more seeds in the coming weeks from other partners, including Rivertex and Agriculture and Food Authority, AFA, which have committed to support farmers. He encouraged farmers to grow the seeds this planting season in order to take advantage of the ongoing rains. Mbeva's sentiments were echoed by AFA's Fanuel Abanga, who revealed that the government has committed an additional 15 tons of improved seeds to be propagated at Perkera Irrigation Scheme in Marigat Sub-County to ensure sustainability of the National Value Chain Development Project. Abanga said they are forging a way forward by involving farmers who had lost hope after encountering challenges in the cotton farming. He urged cooperative societies from the county to be vibrant for them to benefit from support in the farming of the resilient crop. Eng Kimayo, while thanking the national government for reviving the cotton value chain in the county, said the crop will greatly improve farmers' economic standards. The deputy governor noted that in last year alone, farmers from the region earned close to shush 6.5 million from cotton harvested, and they are looking to build up the returns by ensuring that they bring on board more farmers. Representatives of Baringo farmers receives a consignment of BT cotton seeds from the Director for Industrialization Joseph Mbeva, right, at Capropita Primary School grounds in Baringo Central Sub-County on Tuesday. Baringo Central Deputy County Commissioner Monica Athatwa challenged farmers from the county to embrace cash crops, which she noted was lucrative compared to subsistence farming. Athatwa, while calling for reliability and responsibility after receiving support from such life-transforming projects and programs, stated that distribution of agricultural materials and equipment are meant to benefit future generations. The team had earlier paid a courtesy call on Baringo County Commissioner and Governor during their one-day tour of the county.